Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with you, man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog light. Shad drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The Shad drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Tuned in to Dennis Live.
Sleep Dilla Productions, Soundmaster T, WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's up, world? How you feeling out there? It's your boy, man. It's Dennis Live, man. We in the building, man. We doing it big.
Hey, check it out, man. I just want to just say what's up to everybody, man. I want to thank God for everybody, man, that's tuning in, listening to the show, showing your boy some love. Man, I don't know what to say, man. We blessed, man. I'm blessed. You blessed. We blessed. Period. And, man, before we get started, man, you know, let me just send out some shouts out, man. You know, I got to send out big shout outs, man, to my, Pastor Mo Sales, man. You know, you tuned into the building. I got to send a shout out to we call her the child support mama, Kristen Henderson. I want to send a shout out to Vanessa, man, Joe. Without you two people, man, you know, the rest of the cast, man. My boy Dame Della. Everybody, man, has been showing some love, man. You know, I really, man, I got to sit down, man. You know, even Case, you know what I'm saying? The other producer, you know, the LB. I want to just say, man, thank y'all, man. I got to salute y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I just had to show that love to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't for you people, man, helping me, you know what I'm saying, achieve my dreams, man, and everything that I've been doing. I wouldn't even be here, man, without you guys, man, for real, man. It wouldn't be no Dennis Live Network. It wouldn't be no Relationship Hour Thursdays with Pastor Mo. It wouldn't be no The Conversation, you know what I'm saying, with Case. It wouldn't be none of this, man. We are, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. We was, I think we started out with maybe 100 and some people, I want to say. And, dude, we are 12,000, almost 12,000 strong. That's only with, that was profile views. Our archive views, with people listening in, has caught up with the profile views, man. I mean, we are at 12,000 just listeners live. I mean, I don't know nobody is 90%. On nothing. You know what I'm saying? 75% is the max the maximum of, you know, of everything, man. But, man, to have at least 92-93% of the listeners, man, out of 100, like, really go back and check us out and see what we on and what we doing and how we living and, you know what I'm saying, and what's the topic for the day. Man, you can't compete with that, man. You ain't do nothing but thank God about that, man. You know, I got to thank God for all the stuff that's going on, man. You got to give that glory to God, man. I don't care what nobody say. But anyway, man, let me get to the topic, man. You know, the topic for the day is, which pill would you choose, the reality pill or the dream pill? Yeah, man, I know you guys know the movie Matrix, right? So, yeah, you remember when he was like, yeah, which pill would you take? But you remember that red pill, that blue pill for the movie The Matrix, right? Well, put it together. We put our own little, I want to call it, our own little matrix together. You know what I'm saying? The reality or the dream pill. The reality is the truth. You know what I'm saying? The pill in life, which we, the people of the United States and of America, have faced. You know, so with the IE, the rules and the regulations that has been given to us by the people. You know what I'm saying? And the dream is anything that you thought of, think of, or even envision. It has no laws or no boundaries with it. So, you know, if you could dream it, you can achieve it. You know what I'm saying? I learned that from Les Brown. Man, so, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit back. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. Oh, yeah, today, man, I got music selections out of this world. Man, I'm going to tell you something, man. When it comes to Saturdays, I play a lot of, you know, nice little mellow music, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, we could go back and say, man, I remember that song, you know what I'm saying, so I'm going to play a lot of that stuff today, man. We're going to play a lot of little R&B, you know what I'm saying, today, man. I might play some rap music, you know what I'm saying. I try to keep Hip Hop Fridays with his own identity, like, you know, Pastor Moe keep his own Thursdays with his own identity, but, you know, just to give y'all a little, just a little snippet of what I'm going to play, man. Just a little snippet of what I'm going to play, man. I'm just going to give y'all a little bit. Just a little bit. All right. Just a little bit. Stop. Just stop. Just stop. Just stop. Please. I'm getting chills with what your boy don't conjure up in the kitchen down. But anyway, man, we'll be back. We'll take a quick break. We'll play some music. Let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Man. I'm going to go ahead, man. Nah. I'm going to give y'all another commercial. I'll stop playing some music.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
Y'all boys in the come with it, did y'all? Yeah, but we here. And what I'm gonna do is this, man. Check it out. Which pill would you take? The reality pill or the dream pill? Now I know a lot of people gonna say, man, I'm gonna pick the reality pill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you know, I know we all, man, I gotta face reality, man. I gotta keep it real. I gotta keep it 100. But then you got that dream, man, Joe. You know, one day, man, I'm going to be an NBA star. One day, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a lawyer. Or one day, man, I'm going to sell drugs, and I'm going to be the biggest dope dealer in the world. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, man, you got to, I'm going to give you out a description again. Remember the red pill or the blue pill from the Matrix, right? When we put together our own little version called reality pill or the dream pill. Reality pill is the truth pill. You know what I'm saying? That's the life, you know, some people in the United States of America, we are faced with what? Rules and regulations, meaning that, you know, you got to learn what you got to do. You know, everybody got to have rules and got to have regulations in life on certain things, right? So that's what we're doing. And then the dream is anything that you could think of, thought of, or even visualize in your mind, it has no laws, no boundaries. You know what I'm saying? We look at it like this. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. You know, and I'm going to play a little clip. You know, that I want y'all to, you know, think about so we can sit down and, you know, kind of go into it, you know. I don't know, man. You think I should play the clip now? Should I go ahead and bump a little something? I think I'll bump a little something. I'm going to bump me some more music, man. Then we're going to get right into it. But y'all know today's topic, right? Which pill would you take? It's the red, blue, or the red pill or the blue pill. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Red might be somebody's favorite color, and they just take it just because. I don't know, man. But check it out. I'm gonna play another selection, and then we're gonna get right into it. And then I'm gonna play some more music, man. I mainly wanna play some music today, man. But the reason why I play music like this, man, so you know, when you play these type of music, it make you feel good. They give you that. I don't know if I'm a little choppy, if y'all can hear me. But the music make you feel good. You know, it takes you back, brings you back down memory lane. You know, sometimes music has meaning to it. You know, today's really not no meaning. It's just more like, man, I remember those days for me. Like, man, these songs here, man, these was the real R&B songs of our today. You know, so I like the Trey Songz and the Ushers and all that stuff, man. So I'm going to bump some music, man. Y'all tell me, you know what I'm saying, what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go from there. Y'all might want to record this too, man. When we hit this record button on this, man, I might charge. And I'm just playing. But, all right, man, let me go ahead and play a little song. We're going to come back and we're going to ask a couple of questions. Might take a couple of calls. I don't know. Let's go.
Baby,
Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go. Peace. All right, man. We back in the building, man. So far, man, I'm getting text messages and everything. Man, they text me like, man, boy, you doing the big. So, you know, everybody text me up and whatever. You know, hey, I tell you what, man, today on this show today, man, if y'all call in, cool. If y'all don't call in, cool. Today is what I call a reality. You know, it's going to be a reality, and I'm going to call it a dream because right now I'm living my dream in reality. Yeah, I think y'all can make pills up too, did y'all? Yeah, I know. But anyway, man, what I'm going to do is this. And I'm going to play this clip, man, throughout, you know, throughout the time period because, you know, we got so much time and, you know, people click in, you know how people do. People click in on their own time. So, you know, if you heard it like 91 million times already, you know, please, you know, just bear with me because I just want everybody to get our message of the day, okay? So, basically, again, the title is, which pill would you take, the reality pill or the dream pill? Remember that red and blue pill from The Matrix? Okay. Well, we put together our own version of it called the reality of the dream. The reality is the truth pill that life of the people of the United States of America have to face with rules, regulations, which is, you know, rules and regulations like our Bill of Rights, your amendments, those things of nature, regulations, you know, you can't do this, you can't run a red light, you know, you can't do that, you know, just to keep the balance in the world, too, and I understand, and I respect, you know, that the way that the rules are, but some people take advantage of the rules, you know what I'm saying, and that's why we got the dream, that's anything that you thought of, think of, or even vision, and I'm pretty sure on your dreams, it has no laws and no boundaries, meaning that if you dream it, you can achieve it, whatever you want to do in life, you don't have to stop just by, you know, because somebody told you, Ricky told me this, or Shanae told me that, or Bob said you can't get a job, or Ronnie says you're not right. So anyway, I'm going to play this little clip, man. Y'all tell me, you be the judge. It's about a minute long, so, you know, bear with it. And I will be playing this from time to time. Y'all just let me know what y'all think about this, okay?
All right, let's go. Do you want to know what it is? It is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
You are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Follow me.
Wow. Ain't that what, I'm not going to say ain't, but isn't that what a lot of people say? And they're like, man, Joe, I'm going to kick it with you. I'm going to do this with you. Man, Joe, hang out with me. I'm going to show you how to get this money. Or, man, you know, I want to teach you how to grow up to be this person. Or, man, I'm just going to keep it 100 with you, man. This is what it is. And sometimes you get kind of drawn into that pill. But before the individual told him, look, man, it's your choice. You make that choice. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you how you want to do it. All I'm doing is telling you the truth. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to break it down a little bit, man. I'm going to play a quick song. And definitely for those, you know what I'm saying, people that's, you know, 30 and over, y'all can relate to this type of music, because this type of music today, man, is nothing but slow jams and no playing. I might play some rap music. I don't know. But we want to give Hip Hop Friday his own true identity. I might bump some. But if not, so what? You know, I just want y'all to just hang with me and play some music, man. And then we're going to come back and we're going to kind of, like, you know, break it down a little bit. All right? Let's go.
Luke, we're about to see your new video by H-Town. Well, I've got a question for you. What does knock in the boots really mean?
What knock in the boots actually means two boots coming together, making tasteful lust.
Yeah. We're doing this one for all the ladies. H-Town boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be knocking the boots. Shazam, Dino. They gon' do a little something for you real sexy, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought the fact that when we made good love, listening to some more of the game all night long. Now I want that whole thing back. Make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, I do it for her, babe. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down. Let's make it on it, yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking
devil. I'll give me some good love.
Somebody rocking,
somebody
knocking,
rocking, baby. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking.
That's all I need. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking double.
I feel so good when I'm here. That's why I always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh, man, long, baby. Oh, man, long, 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 long. Yeah. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on. So right, some sweet
Look no further. Log on to www.westernworldone.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworldone.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorldOne.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
Case. People, we are looking for Case. We put an APB out on Case. Anybody seen Case? Has anybody seen Case? I sent the police over to his crib. Case, are you there?
I'm in the building, man. What it do?
Man, this dude here, man. Dude, we thought I saw it. What time?
You say what?
Look at him. Look. See how you do it. See, man. What's up, bro? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm good, man. I came down here and somebody knocking, rocking the boots and shit.
Hey, look. Hey, tell the people what you said to me on the back end, dog.
Well, I'm like, man, this nigga be talking about the red and blue pill, man, and we knocking boots. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, did you hit a clip, man?
You say what?
I said, did you hit a clip yet?
Nah. What does knocking the boots mean?
No, not what does knocking the boots. Luke said it best. He said, there's two boots coming together making love. Hey, man, I'm going to play this clip, man. All right, look, man, this is what it is, man. Today, and I want y'all to know, man, Case, man, and he's their brother, man, that keeps it, I mean, reality, whatever y'all want to call it, man, Case, he keeps it straight 100. I don't care what it is, you know what I'm saying, what goes on.
We ain't for to play no games, man. We is not for to play no games today.
You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to, man, it's over y'all head, ask these questions, man, because, you know, he'll break it down for you. You know what I'm saying? I can break it down for you in my little terms, whatever it is, man. But today's topic is, which pill would you take, the reality pill or the dream pill? You know what I'm saying? So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the clip again. And I want to play this clip because I know you said you had a clip. Are you going to be able to upload your clip today?
Yeah, I should be able to get it up.
Okay, cool. I'm going to play this clip, man. It's about a minute, 26 seconds long, man. So, you know, for people that don't catch it because I should be so long. So I'm going to play the clip real quick.
Do you want to know what it is? It is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
You are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Follow me.
All right, man. We back, man. Now y'all got the we got the rules, the regulations. Y'all know what we're talking about today. So, man, Case, elaborate. You know, say, give me a little information on that, man. How you feeling about that, Doc?
Shit. Basically, to me, that clip explains it all, man. I mean, it's all about if a person wants the truth and shit. Now, nowadays, I'm gonna tell you one thing, man, real quick. Now that I got into the knowledge, like I said, man, and I really start studying shit, and, you know, I'm the type of person I love to bring knowledge to people, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm better than anybody. I don't try to act better than anybody. I just feel like, shit, we can share knowledge. If we can sit down and have a conversation, I'll take something from your end, you take something from my end. But nowadays, man, a lot of people, they just don't want the truth, man. They don't want that pill. Sometimes I even feel kind of pissed off that I took the pill because knowing is a motherfucker. I mean, that's the truth. Knowing is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And it, to me, I'm more acceptable to a white audience, and this is real, I'm more acceptable to a white audience listening to the knowledge than a black audience listening to the knowledge, because every black person that I pretty much don't spit knowledge to, when we sit down, we break bread, we always end up in some type of argument. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you.
A confrontation, because a lot of black people, they just don't want the truth. And I mean, talking to me, hey, I'm going to shatter the shit that you bring to me. I'm sorry. I'm going to shatter your glass in your face, and I'm going to come with facts, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just talking to my brother about the interracial dating thing, you know what I'm saying? And the whole black power community, they not really down for that and all of that, but who taught them that?
Right. Nobody
taught them that, but you know what I'm saying? We could touch on that later, though.
Well, that's why I said, man, the people of the United States of America, man, that's why we got these rules and regulations, man. And some of these rules and regulations are meant to be broken, man, because, I mean, you know, a lot of people want that. You know, you stay with your race and we stay with our race. My thing is, what is a damn race? Who made up the word race? I mean, is it about the Olympic, man, when that person wake up to go to work?
I mean,
we run a race, a 9-to-5 race? What is it?
Wait, I'm going to elaborate on that real quick. The race thing, the whole concept of race came from the Romans, dog. You can look this up in history. It came from the Romans because the ancient Africans never ever called themselves black, or they never called white people white. I forget the name. They had a name for the Caucasian people, but it wasn't white. You dig what I'm saying? They called them something like, I think the way it is explained is something like low soul or something like, not no soul, but low soul. Because most of them seem to have vibrated back then on a certain, you know, frequency with their soul. You know what I'm saying? They come through, motherfucker, you like, wow, what was that? So, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't even a disrespectful thing because Caucasians was accepted into the ancient Kemetic orders. You know what I'm saying? If they came correct and they wanted to learn, you know what I'm saying, they was accepted into that. So race wasn't really an issue on our end. The Romans had to do the race thing because, and the only reason they did it was because the Egyptians looked at white, the color white, not the white the way we see it as Caucasians, but they looked at that color white as like a sacred color, a clean color. So, you know what I'm saying? They just used the knowledge to basically implement what they wanted to implement with that whole, oh, well, we white, so black must be bad. You dig what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So that was
gotcha.
It's all a conquer tactic, man. And now, today, it really, like, shames me, man, when I see black people using that same tactic that the whites used to, you know, introduce the systems that they introduced to us. Because, I mean, that's not what it is.
Got you. I feel you. Well, I tell you what, man, we got a couple of calls, man. You want to take a quick call? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and see.
I ain't going on today. We just going to just open it up. You feel me? I want the red and the blue pill to just unfold. So whoever calls, they're gonna let it out. You feel me?
All right.
Man. Well, this caller came up on the screen, man. It said Roger. Roger, you on the line, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up? How are you guys?
We hanging in there, man. We just feeling good to be blessed to be alive. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Are you getting dizzy by all this blue pill and blue pill and red pill talk?
Oh, yeah.
What's your shoes? What would you choose if you got the question right now? Blue or red?
Well,
oh, well
you know what? Go ahead, Case, you can answer that.
Well, I mean, I have already chose, you know what I'm saying, the blue pill. And I mean, like I said, sometimes I wish I haven't. I wish I didn't choose it, you know what I'm saying? Because when you know the truth, man, a lot of this stuff that's in your face, it hurts your feelings in a different type of way than just, you know, not knowing and, you know, somebody telling you it.
Oh, yeah, I understand, man. And when you, but say you're in a dark moment of your life and then you get offered what pill you take, then you think that's the reason why so many people turn to religion, because they're in the dark point and then they only see the color of the one pill?
Wow. Hey, man, that's a good question.
People want it good, especially when they're at the bottom, then everything's a way out because nobody wants to die, you know? So
yeah.
If you only see the one pill, you'll take the one pill. Because
right.
You don't think the other one exists.
Right.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this, Roger. Do you what pill would you prefer? Or what pill did you take?
Me? I'm not sure, man. I think I'm trying to taste them both.
Right. The lipid pill, huh?
Taking one in the mouth, looking around, taking that one out, trying to taste the other one.
Right.
It's hard to choose, man.
Right, I totally understand, man. Well, I mean, stay online, man. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna take another call real quick.
Wait, man.
Wait,
because
wait.
I wanna fuck you up, nigga. I'm a Jew, baby. Come on, I'm in the Navy SEALs, nigga.
Oh, we got one of those, Case. Okay.
Come on, bring it on, brother. I'm here to fight.
How could I be your brother, man? You call us niggas. What's that?
What?
Yeah, one.
Ain't that the same, bro?
Okay. You said you a Jew?
Yeah, man. Of course I'm a Jew.
Let's go ahead and say, do you really want to talk about the Jews? I mean, because we can do that. But
come on, bring it on.
I ain't got no time. That ain't even what this show is about. You know what I'm saying?
Bring it on.
Hey, wait, but Roger, I want to tell you something real quick. You just won. On to the next call. We got Lewis on here, man. How you doing, Lewis?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, what do you think would happen if you did take both pills at the same time?
I don't know. What'd you think happened?
Well, no, because maybe, I really don't know, maybe you'd become the one, like Neo.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that's a good one, I get that to you, okay. Now, when you become that one, what is the one?
The one is Neo, the one that can fucking do karate shit and fly about and stuff.
Okay. I think we need to clarify for the people, man, before we start taking calls, exactly what we're trying to do with this show right here, man. Because, I mean, it's not really about pills, and, you know, that's what a lot of people jumping off on. Basically, man, what we're talking about is the truth. Do people nowadays, do they want to take the red pill or the blue pill? Do they want the truth, or do they want to run? Do they feel more comfortable with being lied to? So that's what the show is about.
Yeah, but what about if you can't handle the truth? Maybe we can't handle the truth. That's the thing.
I mean, who is we?
Well, we as a people, as a population, as a generation, as a race, as a human race.
Okay.
Asian, yellow, everyone. Just maybe we can't handle the truth.
Well, I mean, we get the truth every single day. So I mean, so you're saying like you got to live in your own reality. Like let me do this. Let me clarify this a little bit too. When you say that people can't handle the truth, let's go with your everyday tactics. When you wake up, I don't know if you're working. How do you start?
How do I start my day? Well, I get up. Depending on what kind of dream I had last night, I might have a bit of, you know, private time to myself. But usually I'd get up and go to the bathroom and, you know, go in a shower, wash my body. Wash it again, get out, get dressed, and then go to college, and then I'll probably come home and chat some girls up and get on them, and then go to sleep.
Okay. All right, cool. Now, when you say chop some girls up, you mean like sexual, or do you chop them up real?
Like fucking chatting them up, making sure I get the dipstick in there.
Okay.
If you get one.
Alright.
Because I'm a player. I'm a huge player. You see, I don't like, some people don't like to tell me that I'm a player, but I like to tell everyone. I think it makes me sound good.
Okay, well, player, cool. Where are you from? You sound like you're from the UK or something. Where are you from?
Yeah, I am from the UK. Like, bad man, rhythm over here, UK.
That's what's up, man. We love the UK, man. Man, I want to thank you for calling me, man. You calling us, man, and sharing your enlightenment about
Matt,
the field.
That's fine. You don't have to thank me. I should be thanking you. You know, I've been listening to your show for a bit now, and I've actually really enjoyed it.
That's what's up, man. Thank you. We appreciate it, man. So, man, thanks for the call.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take Nick McGee. Yo,
hello,
how you doing,
good.
Nick?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I'm really stoned right now. What the fuck is going on? That's my question.
Wow. Damn, how's we getting all these type of calls, man?
Yeah,
like
because
them,
you...
Hey, all right, man. I think we need to start screening these calls, man. But let's jump into another topic, man. Because I see they don't understand what we're trying to say here, man. So, look, let's go on with this, man. The truth thing.
Hey, you know what? No, this is what I'm gonna do, man. You wanna play the clip again? I'll play the clip again. So that way, you know, because we're getting everybody from the UK and everybody. And I love it, man. I told you, man, we not just 76 and Stony Island wide. We international players. We kick the knowledge, drop it out, man. So I'm going to play it again, and then we're going to go ahead and we take a quick commercial, then we're going to come back and recoup. All right, yo?
Let's go.
Do you want to know what it is? It is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
You are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Follow me.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, man, we back, bro. We back, man. Well, Case, man, some people, man, they kind of elaborating on which pill to take. So, you know, we're going to change it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it the same, but we're going to change it a little bit. So that way, you know, the people can understand what's going on. So how you feel, bro?
Man, look, I think we need to explain. What I mean by the truth is, man, like, basically – a lot of people are giving us the truth, man. A lot of people are giving us the truth, but the thing is, we so blinded by so much shit inside of our lives. Everybody's so blinded that they don't take away, like movies, for instance. There's a lot of directors out here that's giving people the truth, and we don't really take it in the way that they're giving it out, because a lot of us is overshadowed by problems and all of that, so we only look at it for the entertainment power. Like, for instance, I was watching the movie Changing Lanes with Samuel Jackson and Ben Affleck.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? And basically, man, what I took away from that film as a whole, man, is basically a lot of black people, we keep sitting there talking about how, you know, the white man's the devil, the white man's this and that. But see, you got to understand that the white man is going to do what the white man got to do to survive. He's been doing it for 300, 400, 500 years to survive. So our whole key as a black race, we should not even concentrate on what the Caucasian is doing at all, because they're going to stay doing exactly what they was made to do. You dig what I'm saying? So what I took away from that is, as you can see, I'll break the movie down. Samuel Jackson got into a car accident with Ben Affleck character. Ben Affleck character, even though Samuel Jackson wanted to do the right thing, Ben Affleck character, he felt like he didn't have to. He wrote him a check. He went on. He left his file with him. You dig what I'm saying? So he wanted the file back, and because he didn't get the file back, he started to toy around with this dude's life, even though he wanted to do the right thing. And that's basically how it is with most black people. They want to do the right thing, but then when they try to, their life get toyed around with. And what made it even worse was watching his wife, the black woman, sit there and down him more, even though he told her, well, I was out and I had an accident with this white dude and this what happened, blah, blah, blah. She didn't want to hear that. You dig what I'm saying? He came in the court late. And that's just showing you that how the system is corrupt, and your own people would be the more problem for you, because we down each other more than anything. So that movie was just basically showing us, if you really looked at it from that angle, how we down ourselves. Then in the end, you seen how his wife took him back only because Ben Affleck character went to her house. The white man went to her house to explain to her. So, you know what I'm saying? Black people don't understand that we our own problem. The white man ain't our problem. The white man gonna keep on doing what he gonna be doing. You know what I'm saying? But we are biggest problem. And a lot of black people don't want to accept that fact. You know what I'm saying? A lot of black people will sit there and scream, you know what I'm saying, and jump up and down and all of that, because everybody always want to create an excuse, you know what I'm saying, to overshadow the truth.
Right, right. I feel what you're saying, dog.
That's what I mean by the red or blue pill. Do people want the red or the blue pill? Do they want the cold, hard truth?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I want you to break it down a little bit more for me, man. We're gonna play another quick song, man. So, you know, Case, I've been playing a lot of slow music, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and play another little bit of tempo.
Let me just say another thing real quick, because I know we got international callers. This is not just about black and white people issues, because we're gonna be discussing a lot of government stuff that's going on that they putting in people's face and people not paying attention to it.
You know what, dog? I don't even think that we should even give anything a description, man, because what we're doing is right now is we are stepping our own red or blue pill right now. So if they want to call in, you know, they want to play games, or they don't want to, you know, they don't really want the reality, and they want to, you know, play with us, let them do what they're going to do, man. We ain't doing nothing but showing us, and we kicking that knowledge, and we being the bigger people. So, dude, if they want to get their feelings hurt, keep calling. That's all I say. Let's go.
Kind of like,
I'll be representing.
Loser.
Yeah, you represent for bad women all around the world. The way you put it down in between the sheets is like no other girl. You done took it to a whole nother level of freakiness when you blow my mind. To the point where all the other women kind of feeling like you stole they shine. So I better come weed it, ha, and I better come fleet it. And I get it that I'm feeling a little pressure when you're telling me I better come get it. But I'm the man for the G.O. Can't nobody do it quite like I do.
And the same go for you. We a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you. Why you stand? Single one of your spots, there really ain't no need to walk me through it. But you can talk me through it when I'm asking if it's mine. Cause I'ma be your motivation, just trying to see if you can break my fucking spine. I'm so attracted to the way you carry yourself and keep your composure. You a lady in the street, but behind closed doors, you a fucking soldier. A brother would never know, that's how you like it, huh? But that booty pack a mean punch, and I'ma spike it, huh? While you playing. You're incredible, edible, unforgettable body. You're so angelic, cool, a rebel with a cause. Speaking in hypotheticals, could I marry you if I wanted to? I'll take you how you come and just learn to live with your flaws. Even though it's not that many, you give me that good and plenty. Then I walk around all day grinning, my mind and body are gone. That JJ so sublime, throw it in the air, return to sunshine. You make me wanna call the crib and say I'm never coming home. Lose! Why you saying?
To the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, we back, man. We back. We back in the building. Hey, man. Check it out, man. So with that movie, man, that you were talking about with Changing Lanes, man, as you were saying, like, man, the system will kind of mess you up and feel like you need to do this and you need to do that. You know, I feel you on that, dog. You know, it's a lot of things that's going on in the world right now, man. I mean, even over in the UK, even over in Africa, even over in the United States, man. And I don't care where you go, you ain't gonna see too much of a difference as far as when it comes down to rules and regulations on certain things. Because I'm sure they all have different rules and different regulations. You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
Arrogance overshadow the truth, man. And the truth, you know, the truth sometimes hurt, man. That's just what it really is.
Right. Well, man,
wait, go ahead. What you got to say?
No, I was going to say, man, well, you know, I know the truth. I know it hurts and it overshadows it. I was going to say, man, if you want to take another call or, you know what I'm saying, did you want to go ahead and elaborate on what you was doing? Go ahead, bro.
I'm going to elaborate so they can understand before they get to jump in the back on the red and blue pill. For instance, this is for a lot of my, to the Caucasian listeners, man. Most white people are blaming Obama for what's going on in the world right now. Like, Obama's the problem and all of this, you know what I'm saying? The president don't really have any power like people think. You dig what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Well, it seems like they understand it when there's a white man in office, but since Obama's black and he's in office, and I'm not even playing a race card, but that's exactly how the media is putting it out there, that this dude is, oh, he's black and he's doing this, he don't know what he's doing, he's starting war, he's making us, you know, go broke and all of this. But that's not really truly the problem. The people that's behind Obama signing the papers with him and giving him the orders to fulfill are what? White. Nobody's saying anything about that at all. You know what I'm saying? Most of the, half of the people that's around him that's, you know what I'm saying, supposed to be doing this Illuminati thing with him are what? They Caucasian. And nobody's speaking on that. Obama is just exactly what they making him out to be, a poster boy. He's a poster boy to take the rap for all the bullshit that's coming ahead, and nobody really wants to accept the truth on that. Nobody wants to accept. They got to have somebody to blame. But when we started to see as a people through the bullshit that they spewing out the media and everything, then that's when we'll, you know what I'm saying, get ahead, you know what I'm saying, past a lot of the shit that they throwing out. We on the edge of World War III right now, and people are talking about, you know what I'm saying, Obama is the Antichrist, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. And, I mean, it's just, you know, people just don't want the truth. They want to put out their version of truth so it can fit, you know what I'm saying, what they want it to fit.
Right. I feel what you're saying, man.
You know, and then, I mean, there's other topics, you know, I could talk about where they putting out the truth directly, like the Sandy Hook thing. They put it out right in your face that they got the AK-47 out of the car later after the shooting happened. So how the hell could this dude shoot up the school, run outside, put the gun in his car, then run back in and off himself and kill himself? I mean, like, they putting the truth out there, but a lot of people, they just don't want it because they don't believe that, you know, their government is capable of pulling some shit off like that. 9/11, the same thing. The truth was right in it. We had architects from around the world say that that building wouldn't have fell like that from no fire. We had molten hot lava pouring out of the building. You know, and you tell somebody this, oh, terrorists did it, the blah, 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 because they don't want to accept the truth to believe that the people that they respect so much can pull such bullshit off in front of their face.
Right.
Oh, believe me, it's true. And it's not true because I'm saying it. If you go do the research, you will find out it is true. So, but I mean, we could take a call, man.
All right, check it out. We're going to take a call from Facebook, let's go. What's going on, Facebook? You on the line, man. You've been waiting on. How you feeling? Okay,
we got Dead Air from Facebook.
Let's go to James Russell. James Russell, you in the building. What's going on,
Hi,
Mr. Russell? How you feeling?
Not much. Reading a little bit up on the North Korea situation stuff, and I just think it's a big illusion from something else going on way deeper into the core fabric of our society and the people who are actually running things, you know?
Right, there we go. See, that's what I like to hear, man. That's what I like to hear. Somebody that's really, you know, paying attention to what's going on. So, I mean, what do you think at the heart of it is going on?
Well, basically, like, I've done a little bit of research. I mean, you know, you can only go so far with the internet. You know, you got to read between the lines and stuff. But basically, there's, I don't know, I think it's something to do with the Illuminati trying to scare us into submission. And maybe it's one of their little plans of heading into the New World Order or something like that.
Okay. It seems like, man, we getting calls from people today, man, that just need some friends. They just need somebody to talk to. Russell, thanks for that. That little chance you just gave us, you know, I'm pretty sure that the callers enjoyed that.
What was that? Was that something about some Satanism, man? What they on, man?
I have no clue exactly what that was, but I mean he gets the donkey of the day slap today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
so,
I mean, dude, that was something like that was off Alex, that dude, man, Alistair Crowley, dog. That's what it sounded like, didn't it?
No, that's exactly what it, I think it was. I think that was the whole little owl little thing that they be doing. I don't know what that was about, but I pretty much enjoyed it.
Yeah, man, that was for me.
It was Hitler.
Oh, now see, he got hit. All right. What we hit him with?
it was definitely Hitler. He gave us a little Hitler joint, man. But I think, you know, man, we getting them calls for people that just got too much time on their hands. If you still listening, Russell or Facebook or whatever you call yourself, man, go find you some friends, man. Please go do it really quick.
Well, find you some friends.
We thank you for calling in, though, you know what I'm saying, and dropping that little bit of truth that you did. You seem like a smart guy, but it just seemed like you have too much time on your hands.
Yeah, man, whatever it was. It sounded like he said, I don't care, but I love you at the same time. I think he didn't have a blue pill or a red pill. He had a Molly. That's what he had, a Molly, right?
What was he
saying? But anyway, man, we back to it, man.
It was definitely Hitler from a speech, man. I mean, we enjoyed that, but let's get back into it. Yeah, matter of fact, he brought up something good, man. The whole Korea thing. If anybody out there got thoughts on what they think is going on with that, because I mean, Korea basically declared war. They said they're ready to go and they're ready to throw a nuke at the United States. And you know, I haven't heard a lot of people talking about this because everybody think something like that is a joke. And I mean, people thought 9/11 was a joke when they told them people was going to be doing a terrorist act in the United States. Nobody believed it to happen. So if we got anybody out there listening and, you know, they got a thought on what's going on, we'd love to hear what your thoughts is.
Hey, you know where it goes to, man, is it goes back to where your culture. You see what I'm saying? Like Korea, they all they people. You see what I'm saying? Like if it was the United States, it probably would have been leaked out already, man. Because like you said, we have no culture as in us sticking together. That's another thing, man. When it comes down to it, your people, when they say we stick together, if we stick together, like they over there, they probably sticking together. Like yeah, we ready. You probably ain't gonna find out too much of nothing far as when it's coming from over there. When it comes down to Korea or Korean foods or Korean anything, you don't really see too much of it. You feel what I'm saying? So I kind of see what you're saying, man, when it comes to the, you know, the changing lanes, which pill, the reality of the dream. You know, a lot of these people, man, that's, you know, calling in, making these prank calls and all that stuff, it goes to show you how much of reality that we are living in with their own dreams, with their own, I guess they're coming at us with these demonics and Satanisms, and it still stands, man. Hitler, all this stuff, man. Aleister Crowley, man. People are still worshiping this dude. This man believed in there was no boundaries of a man, period. You have no laws of no power. His thing was sexism, where you have sex and then you perform a satanic pull with it, and this man gets all kinds of power. Don't you know this man went into the temple in Egypt, into the kingdom. Well, this is what they showed, that the man went into the temple of Egypt in the kingdom room, and he had sex, and then they pulled a demonic with his wife. They pulled a demonic ritual. But these people look up to these type of people.
Wait. Let me tell you the real truth about Aleister Crowley, man. I'm gonna tell you the truth. See, the Masons, they, you know, think they have a secret society, and none of that stuff is really a secret. You know, most smart people know it, you know what I'm saying? And I hate to really say it, the concept of God that we're looking at nowadays, the concept of God that we're into, it's fake. I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist to see that. It's fake. It's to give the people some sort of hope. why these elite people that know the truth do whatever they want and keep on getting ahead of everybody and the poor people. Everybody want a savior to come and save them and do this, but, I mean, let's just be realistic. If you look at a bunch of them stories out of there, man, it's so many contradictions inside of the Bible and inside the Quran. These was people that really thought ahead, man. They just thought ahead and gave people something that they needed at the time. And it's still working now today.
A lot of people was
waking up from that. That's what the whole movie The Matrix was about. Matter of fact, and it was wrote, that movie was wrote by a black woman.
Right, I heard.
Well, her name was Sophie Stewart. You know what I'm saying? If anybody don't believe me, go look it up, type in The Mother of The Matrix. She won in court, I think, with Warner Brothers about that movie, them stealing that movie from her. I mean, Avatar is another movie where, you know, the guy's telling the truth about what's going on. And we just look at it as entertainment, man. I mean, there's people out here, good people, putting out the truth and letting us know what's going on, but we just keep on taking it as entertainment.
Right. Well, I mean, if they don't have an open mind with it, you know what I'm saying, that's when we come at it, you know what I'm saying. If you have an open mind to the music, I mean, to the movie, it's a message behind everything, bro. I don't care what nobody say. It's a message behind everything. You feel me? So what I'm going to do, man, I'm playing another song, man. I don't know about you, Dad, man, but I'm playing slow songs, my dude. If you got something in the box that you want to drop, you can. You know what I'm saying? I can't discriminate. It's your show, too. But I'm going to play me a song, man. I'm going to play me an R. Kelly song, that is. And then we're going to come back after that song, Dad. And we're going to school these people, all these people that's calling in, man. I thought they were going to piss me off, but I like the calls, man. Keep calling. You notice what it is, man. We Caucasians. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Your body's calling. Never have a day.
to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
And we're back. We're back. All right, man. Dude, we get some, like, some really interesting calls, man, you know, on the line.
And
let me know, you know, the reality and the dream, you know, like my man did say, you know what I'm saying, the cocktail, the mixture of both, and then he went chaotic on us, man. So it's like, man, you can't really do both.
I mean, no, he definitely came correct at first, but then he threw the Hitler in the mix, and that was just really corny, you know what I'm saying? So I guess he the type of dude that don't want the won't ease appeal, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, but you know what, though? I heard, man, that Hitler started off as a philosopher, right? He was reading books and he was doing everything. And, you know, I always said that good readers are going to always be great leaders. You know what I mean? I heard he didn't really have no power when he was coming up as a kid. So he was always this little dude and dark secret. And I speak of today, like, man, there always be that little dude, you know, had a little dark secret, be at the computer. They're getting all this knowledge and they're doing everything. They just turn into this Superman or Super Saiyan or the medieval or the Antichrist or whatever it is. And, you know, to worship some kind of evil spirits or demonic type of things, man, it kind of show your judgment of character. So it's like, is that person really trying to, you know, get closer to the satanicism?
Let's talk about Hitler real quick, man.
Yeah, let's get on Hitler real quick.
Almost throughout my studies of the cat, you know what I'm saying?
Before you say it, what pill do you think Hitler took first?
Oh, he definitely took the blue pill.
Alright, let's do it. Now go ahead, bro.
Took the blue pill. See, what it is, man, we live in a country dictated by Jewish people. And I mean, this is a fact. You want to be cold-blooded with it, you know what I'm saying? So they ain't going to really tell you the truth about Hitler to begin with. You dig what I'm saying? To everybody in this culture we living in, he was an evil man. But, you know, if you really look deep into it, the dude actually knew. He was a very knowledgeable cat. You dig what I'm saying? He was very knowledgeable. And before he even moved a muscle, he got the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, about them people. First of all, the Jewish people caused the economy in Germany to tank. Like, you know, basically how the United States is, they caused it to go broke. You know, so he saw what they was doing, and it was a point in there where Jewish people was like the richest people in Germany, and there were Jewish and Polish people wasn't like eating and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They was like poor people.
Right.
So basically, once he started to, you know, put his little plan together, whatever you did, you know what I'm saying, about them, which he knew the truth, you know what I'm saying, about there is no such thing as Jewish people, dog. There's no such thing. No such thing whatsoever. And I mean, hey, we can say that for another conversation, but there really is no such thing. If you really study and you look, there's no such thing as Jewish people at all. So he knew this already. He knew exactly who them people was. And they ain't never going to tell you the truth because these are the people that's running this country. And as you can see, every time you talk about them, they call you what? Anti-Semitic.
Break that down for me too. Yeah.
Basically, an anti-Semitic person, from what I know, is just basically like, I don't know, like anti-Christian or something, I guess. I don't know exactly what.
Right.
I know it's been thrown around and spewed out a lot, but you know what I'm saying? Them people been through some shit for, what, 3 years? The Holocaust lasts for 3 or 4 years?
See, in our time frame, it said it lasts 3 or 4 years, but in that person that was with the Holocaust, it could last 3 or 4 centuries. You feel me? Because of the concentration camp. It was just so crazy, man, how they went into it because Hitler couldn't buy, you know, because, and I'm going to go with your culture. The Germans was with their own culture. You know, they were selling candy and all this stuff, you know, the chocolate. That's what they said it was. But the Germans had their own property. They was buying up everything. Hitler and them wanted to come over there. They wanted to, you know, tell them, like, okay, let us buy some of this property or whatever. The Germans didn't want to give up their property because they stood together, which is what the African-American people of today don't really do. They stood together. They had bought all their properties, and guess what? What Hitler do, like anybody else would do, they get jealous, and guess what? They come in, and what? They take over. Ain't this what the United States doing? We can look at, let's go to Korea with the United States. The United States feel like they could just go and take over everything, right? Korea, like, I ain't going for that.
Let's hop back over here real quick. The Germans, Polish, and what's the other people? Oh, Czechoslovakia people. They was known as Slavic people. Slavic. You know, you can look this term up. Slavic basically means slave. You dig what I'm saying? The word Slavic means slave. And that mostly came from the Jewish people, the so-called Jewish people, which is them people is really, man, they did a study in, I think, 1999. It was in the New York Times in 1999, October 23rd. And they basically broke down Jewish people. They broke down the bloodline. And it had no connection whatsoever to anything to do with the Bible whatsoever. Go look, this was done in people's face in the New York Times. It was done in their face. So, you know, people can go look that up so they can think I'm not just making something up. You know what I'm saying? Go look that up. I think it was 1999, October 23rd or something like that. And they talked about it. These were scientists and historians talking about the Ashkenazi Jews and the Khazarian Jews and the Yiddish language and where the Yiddish language came from. The Yiddish language is not, you know, anything ancient at all. That's basically like a Jewish slang language.
Yeah, gibberish. Right, go ahead.
Yeah. And that's what they was basically talking about with the Jews, how they try to say this is an ancient language. No, it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Most of them people are from Lower Russia, from a place called Kazakhstan or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most of them, they like gypsies, dog. That's what, if you look at them people's faces, man. Look at their faces. They got them big ass noses. And I'm not sitting here ranting, you know, talking about Jewish people, well, people who consider themselves Jews, but this is a fact. If you go look this stuff up, you will find out for yourself that I'm not, you know, just spearing something out of my mouth. This is all study and, you know, looked up stuff.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know, see, my thing is, see, people, what I've been noticing, man, they calling in about, you know, the Hitlers, and they giving us these satanic speeches, and they giving us all this hate stuff. So, I mean, majority of it is about hate. So we're going to go with love and hate then, you know what I'm saying? See, just because they hear some African-Americans on the line talking, they just think they can say anything and do whatever they want. You feel me?
Truth from our mouth is no good at all. I mean, to them people, it's no good at all. You know, we could be telling 100 truths, and you know, they could agree, but it's no good from our mouth, man. So, you know, that's what this show is about: the red and the blue pill. Most people don't want the truth.
That's what I was saying. Like you hit it dead on, bro. You hit it. With what you're saying, man, we the Antichrist, you know, when we speaking, you know, they probably sent these people on this line to, you know, to try to stop from us from, you know, saying what we're saying, but the whole reality is, y'all crazy. They don't understand the fact of is y'all not dealing with no dummies on the line here. You know, we could take calls all day from goofies, that want to keep talking about this stuff and, you know, Adolf Hitler and all this stuff. Let's talk about Hitler when he caught that STD. What happened with that? You know what I'm saying? nobody want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? But they want to talk about how this man was a great ruler. But they didn't know that his wife was the one that was behind the whole thing. As far as his speeches, he wasn't the one that was really giving out these speeches. Why did he have to get a whole bunch of impersonators to go wherever he went? Because he was a marked man. So when you get there so much of that kind of a power, what about what was that movie with Tom Cruise? What was that movie when he went against him? I can't think of that movie.
You talking about Valkyrie?
Valkyrie. So now let's talk about Valkyrie. His own people and his own thing. They started to go against him because of what? He didn't like what was going on. He was treating his own people.
Real quick, let me go and say real quick. As I was saying about Hitler, man, I mean, the dude, the way, that's why I said, man, people don't want the truth. They want their own version of truth. They say that Hitler didn't like black people and he didn't like these. This is untrue. This is untrue shit. This is untrue. There's pictures of Hitler's with black soldiers that had on the Nazi uniform. You know what
I'm saying? Come on, man.
I'm just saying, this is a lot of that stuff is untrue. We have in history dictated to us by the people who was getting the shit done to him, and it was getting done to him for a reason. I'm not saying it was cool what he did, and I'm not agreeing with what he did. You know what I'm saying? There's a subtle approach to everything, but, you know, the whole Hitler thing, man, people need to just research that, because the dude didn't stand for a lot of stuff that a lot of people think he's standing for, and there's a lot of white people that's running around with Nazi symbols on them and don't even know where this sign originated at. The sign originated from Africa.
Right, some skinheads. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. What I did want to say was too, man. You know, that was black Germans. They didn't even know that it was German, black German people that was in the concentration camp too. They got overlooked. I got pictures for it. But go ahead, man. Finish telling us about the symbol, man. Where the symbol come from, bro?
Nah, the symbol basically comes from Africa, man. That symbol actually has been used in ancient culture for a very, very long time. The Indians used it. The Chinese used it. If you look at the early images of Buddha, he had one on his forehead.
That's
basically.
Right.
That's where the cross basically come from, because if you take all of that, you know, take it apart, it turns into a cross, basically. So that's where the basic cross came from. From that symbol. So a lot of people don't understand where that came from, man. I mean, people just always want to throw their own little stuff up in there and read, you know, things the way that they want to read and have it seen the way that they seen it. Like, for instance, I know you remember the clip of Hitler watching the Olympic Games, and I think Jesse Owens was running.
Right.
And they, like, got a clip of him standing up when Jesse Owens won the gold medal and turning his back. That was
right.
An edited clip. That was an edited clip. That clip was actually edited like that. I seen the actual real clip when Jesse Owens got up, and I mean, he won the gold medal. The Jewish, I mean, the German people was actually clapping for him.
Right.
They was cheering for the dude. Hitler even got up and clapped for the dude. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of that stuff was edited out for control of other people. You know what I'm saying? So that's the truth for that matter. And as I'm saying, I'm stating facts. You can go look all of this stuff up. He actually wrote Jesse Owens a letter and met with him after the after he won the medal. He met with him in person. Jesse Owens got a letter that he wrote before he died and talked about Hitler and said how he was a nice dude. And this is coming out of a black man's mouth.
Mm.
So, yeah. I mean, people basically going to shield the truth from, you know what I'm saying, every area that they can, only for it to fit what they want it to fit. So that's what the red and blue pill is, man. A lot of people just don't want the blue pill, and they don't really want to look at things from an angle and look at it open-mindedly.
Well, I tell you what, brother, I'm going to play another song, man. We're going to come back. We're going to play that clip for him again, man. We're going to tell him why you're breaking it down the way that you're breaking it down. Since that's all we have is these type of listeners right now. So we want to let them know that we can relate to you guys, and we're going to tell y'all why we can relate to you guys. So we'll play another song, man. I'm going to go ahead and play it for these, you know, for the women, because, you know, we got a whole bunch of women listening.
So check it out. I'm gonna play this little song. We're gonna go and get back to it.
Surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com.
All right, man. We back, man. We back in the building, man. We discussing really pretty much which pill would you take, the reality pill or that dream pill. I'm gonna break it down in the description of what it is, man. I remember that red pill or that blue pill from the movie called The Matrix. But we put our own version together called The Reality of the Dream. Reality is the truth pill of life with people of the United States of America that we face today, meaning that, you know, we got rules, regulations, you know, stuff like that, man, that's given by other people. Then you got that dream where you're just dreaming that you could do anything, your thoughts, the way you're thinking, or vision that has no laws and no boundaries. And if that's your dream, then, you know, if you could dream it, you can achieve it because you see it and you can visualize it. And it's me, Dennis Live, and we got Case Online, you know, and Case pretty much going in on a lot of the people, man. That's what's up. You know, Case, man, I want to just tell you, man, dog, you really, I like the way you're elaborating. You know what I'm saying? It don't even seem like you're taking a pill, dog. It seems like you're just kicking straight, full, blunt knowledge. That's what I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to do is, man, before we go into it, man, I want to get my boy on the line. You know, we got to show some love to him. As I look into the room, I see my boy, Peso. What's up, dog?
I'm on deck. Dennis Live Show, boy. Hey, check it out, though. I was on the block the other day, right, and I was talking to a couple of guys, and they was trying to get through. You know, it's like, we'll be calling in this live show on Saturdays and Fridays. They'd be like, how you get through so fast? I be hearing you on that all the time. And I had to tell them, I say, pay attention. You can let me learn yourself. I say, I'm a plug. Don't worry about me. I'm in there. Dennis Live. We out here every Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Wednesday, just every day of the week, man. Y'all tune in, man. Know that.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, we're glad to have you, man. At least we got somebody online, man. We've been getting a lot of crazy people, man. So sit back and relax, man. I think you probably want to, if you want to get in on this, you can. If you want to set this one out, you can too, man. We're going to go neutral with this one, man, because I'm going to unleash Case today, dog.
That's what it is. I think I got a couple little words for it. So, yeah, bring me back in. We're going to chit-chat a little bit out here. All
right, cool. All right, cool. I got you. All right, Case, I tell you what. Remember this here, Case? Let's go with, let me just throw it out there.
No, all right, keep it going.
I'm going to keep it 100. Why do the Caucasians feel like they better than African Americans?
this is the question of the century. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, that's something you would have to ask the Caucasian that. That ain't something that I'm really in a position to answer.
Okay,
I'll put it to you like this real quick. Most of the Caucasian people now of today, they would probably think that only because that's what their forefathers thought. And, I mean, they use pseudoscience to try to prove that every day of their life. So, I mean, I don't know. They can probably, you know, better elaborate on that question.
Well, I tell you what, man, we're going to get a lab right on. Hey, Nick McGee, you back online. Well, I guess he wanted to listen to music.
Yeah, I guess that was in the same
I wanted to ask him that question. I'm going to ask Peso, man. Peso.
What's up?
Why do you feel like the Caucasians feel like they more powerful than the African American?
And the boy Case just put it to you in the bag, man. I mean, it was brought down through their generations, you know, from their people, you know. So it's like raising a kid. If you instill these values into their head and their morals, they might stray away a little bit, but it's still embedded in their head. So they pass they thoughts and, you know, they culture down to the youngest, and the youngest keep passing it down. You know, some might fall a little straight, like I said, but it was definitely the beginning of time to think they better than us. But what they don't think we know is that they take our lives. They take everything we do and try to make it their own. So really, they not better than us. They mimicking us. And once our people find out, you know what I'm saying, the real role and get on top of that, we're a better culture, you know. Our culture, you know, we don't like to see each other do good, you know. Instead of you getting one person that do good and the other person getting another person that's doing good, and y'all mount up, find four more people that's doing good and keep it going, because that's what they do, man. no matter how much they don't like you, if you got some good business sense and you gonna make it better for their people, they'll fuck with you.
I guess
our people don't do that.
Well, this is what I'm gonna do, man. I think you got a lie right on the phone, so let me just do this here. Hey, caller, you on the line? 11111. What's up?
Okay, I'm taking a look at your description, and you're talking about the red or the blue pill.
Yes.
And you're saying that the dream or reality is the truth pill of life that we, the people of the United States of America, have to face with rules and regulations that is given by other people. And then you're talking about the dream is anything that you thought of or vision that has no laws or boundaries. So the way that you've described it is that reality is restraint and any kind of dream is anarchy. Now, do I have that right?
Not really. I was just when I broke it down, it was more so I'm giving out a reality fact of this is what we got to do. We got rules, you know. So you can't run a red light. You got to stop at the stop sign. You can't cross the street without a crosswalk. You know, like we got rules and regulations that's really holding us down. And if you have a dream, and I feel like if you visualize it, sometimes a person's dream. They probably be so stressed out or upset that they can't even get it out. But when you dream, you have no laws, you have no boundaries for what's going on. I feel like if you dream it, you can achieve it. All you gotta do is get out there and do it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that didn't say anything to me. It says the same thing as you got in the description. Okay, you got rules and regulations. Are they good or bad?
It's how you take it. Rules and regulations is rules are rules. I'll say since I wrote the description, I say the rules are really they good and bad because some of the rules that I don't like let's say the Bill of Rights. When we
right.
do our first the 1 through 10 amendments, if a lot of people don't know their Bill of Rights,
right.
then the police can come at you and do whatever what kind of brutality that they want to you because they know that you don't know nothing. Meaning that if you get pulled over by a car, you have your driver's license and you have registration. They going over, okay, driver's license, registration. And then they'll trick you with saying, hey, is there something in that car that I should know about? Are you smoking or something like that? Well, you
right.
just tell them, look, man, I don't consent to search.
Right.
You know, if you don't got no warrant. Those the type of things. So it's like if you don't know these type of things, this is why I look at that. You know, is it to be a good or bad thing? So, I always say, man.
Well, let's say you were in charge. Let's say you were in charge of your particular dream.
Right.
Would you have rules and regulations that people would have to abide by?
Only if I'm starting up a business. If I'm starting up a business, this is my dream. This is the way that I want to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, I would have rules and regulations because I would want something to be operate. I would want to be able to sleep at night saying, okay, at least my business, we can operate it this way. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Right, so that is bad.
I want to be able to, let's just say in my dream, I can fly. You feel
right.
me?
Right, yeah.
And I don't have to be smoking marijuana or popping a molly to fly in the sky. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you wake up, you know you're in the reality. You know you can't fly, but, I mean, unless you want to jump off a building or some people smoke herbs or whatever they're doing, whatever narcotics or whatever substance that they're doing is getting them high, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
what makes the people on hallucination. They look crazy, and we laugh at them sometimes because they dancing or they doing something stupid, and they in their own little world, but they're in reality. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks.
What?
Yo, we back in the building.
Are we back in the building?
Shout out to that's one of the agents off the Matrix.
Hey, man, look, man. Let me play a quick song, man, because I got to recoup, man. Let me play a quick song for the ladies, man. And then we're going to come back to business, all right?
Come on.
Man, cheek on the bars, man. Let's go.
Whoa.
Got a one-room apartment, two little tiny space. Isn't much but keeping raindrops off my pretty baby's face.
I know you wonder what means. Nothing in my scary.
I never know just where I'm going, baby. I need to listen, baby.
I was out window shopping. I put your coat on layaway. You know I wanna buy you diamonds. Soon as they increase my pay. Starting from down, it's hard to keep my head. Making love every night on a squeaky bed. That's life, that's the way it is.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
And we back, man. We back in the building, man. We got Peso. We got Case on the line, man. Hey, man. We only got a couple of minutes, man. So, man, I had pretty much fun today, man. I really didn't like the fact of that, man. You know, the crowd got kind of a little bit confused a little bit. So I guess when we start elaborating a little bit more, Case, how you think we should kind of break it down a little bit?
Yeah, man. I think, you know what, people, like, we kind of, you know, effed up on the description for uneducated people that didn't understand what we were trying to go with the show. We ended up getting calls, you know, crazy-ass calls with people playing Hitler in the background and people playing music and people talking about chopping up women and all types of crazy other whatever you have, you know. But I think so far, you know, it was a good show. We got a couple things, you know, off our chest or whatever.
Right, man. I was just saying, because even though if you do read the description of what it's saying, right, and then if you do read the topic of what it's saying, and then when I played the clip, you know, saying about the Matrix, man, it kind of pretty much broke it down logically what you're going off of, but simple-minded people would think about appeal. Just for instance, Molly. Okay, now if I would say, would you take Molly or would you take this? How would you feel? You know what I'm saying?
The whole thing is, man, I think what I was going for was, is do people really want the truth, or are people just scared of the truth? Because really, they ask that question to us all the time. I mean, this government that we under basically asks people that question all the time. I mean, they ask them. They literally ask them. And they look at people, and they know that the people are not really ready to be broken down in that fashion, because everybody just still needs something to cling to. And if they did that, yes, I think it would cause anarchy if they gave people the truth straight out like that. Because, I mean, certain things need certain control. I mean, I think certain individuals are ready for the truth, but a lot of people that's been blinded and they just used to living this life, they need to live behind that. Some people just need to be slaves, man. That's it. Some people need to be slaves.
Well, I mean, that's what it goes into saying, that only people that are readers can be a great leader. Preservation is always good over education. When you're pursuing something, it's always going to be better than a person that just sit there and, you know it, but you're not ready to share it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, a person is going to be a slave. For instance, man, I'm going to go into this man here, this movie that I was watching, The Traitor. Oh, I think that was with Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
He asked him a question, man. He was like, hey, man, he said, why are you not playing chess with your people? He said, well, they are just made to be soldiers. You're different. You think. You use your head. So when a person play you,
they playing you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather play to challenge. And another person always told me, too, was if you're not being challenged, then you can't change because you're already content in your own world. So if you're not ready to challenge something, then how can you change to even know where you came from or what level can you get on? It's like the video games. I don't know, man. Peso, man, what you think, bro?
I don't know. It's so much information that just, you know, just got thrown. I didn't really catch the whole show. But, I mean, as far as what I gathered from it, I don't think people really want the truth because they can't, you know, they can't really handle what's really going on in real reality. You know, we all live our day-to-day basis, take care of our families and, you know, try to provide, but it's so much bigger than us that people really found out how this world is operated. It was scam, you know what I'm saying? They're running go hide. But me personally, I would want to know, man. Tell me what I got to know so I know how to move around. Let me put my chess pieces where I need to put them at. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be blindsided. So I take the reality pill with a shot of Ciroc, definitely. And, you know, I suit up and boot up for what's coming because the reality of it all, though, right now, people don't want to hear, but it is coming. So whether you're ready for it or not, it's going to come. So it's better to have your eyes open now to get caught sleeping. Feel me?
Hey, man, you know what? Y'all, we got a couple of minutes, man. I want to play the clip again. Y'all mind if I play the clip one more time? So that way we can, because I know Peso said he didn't really get it, but he just hit it dead on. Case hit it dead on today. Can I play that clip one more time for you guys?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, come on.
Do you want to know what it is? It is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window. Or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
You are a slave, like everyone else. You were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Okay? Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Follow me.
Hey, what's so crazy about it? What's so crazy about it, dog? When my man said you was a slave, it was a black man talking to a white man. Whoa.
Okay, wait. Listen to this. Let me go. I think we're going to – let's run this real quick. What the blue pill did for me, I would think that it made me a little more wiser, you know what I'm saying, and made me look at things and take a look at things before I did. It's like taking a blue pill, now you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you can't say that you didn't know if something happened or something. It's easier to say that, oh, okay, I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And when you take that pill, it's like, you know, as he said, there's, if you look in your room, man, there's many things going on in your room that you're not really even paying attention to. You know what I'm saying? And these people, they know how this energy works and how certain things work. And people, they scared of the truth because if they told you the truth, a lot of people don't waste their life doing certain things. That truth come out, people going to be looking like, they're going to be mad. It's going to be a lot of mad people if the truth really ever comes out like that because people have been taught to live their lives under certain codes, under certain rules and regulations, and really in actuality it's not like that. It's not just that simple.
dig what I'm saying? It's not really just that simple, and that's the truth of the matter. And these movies that's being put out, see, they never going to put out a movie that's just going to tell you, okay, this is how it is. No, a lot of these directors are scared for their life, but they put codes up in these movies for people, you know, smarter people to look at and say, oh, okay, so I see what you're saying. But a normal person that's, you know, not really educated on that type of level of, you know, the metaphysic level would not know what's going on. They'll be like, okay, this is just entertainment and it's fiction and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, it's deeper than that.
Hey, man, dude. I'm glad you did speak on that, man. And, you know, we ain't got that much time. So, Peso, man, you got about 30 seconds, man. How you feel?
The same way. He just took the words. He just took the words right out of my mouth, man. I mean, that's it in the nutshell at the end of the day, man. They're going to be scared. Which, wait, I just had a question. The blue pill was the pill on the movie. That was the pill for the reality or the pill for the dream?
I think the blue pill was for the dream and the red pill for the reality.
Okay, because I like red. Yeah, I would have took the red pill.
Well, man, that's
it. I know everybody out there like, yeah, he's ignorant or something. No, nah, just to be on the light and note, light things up. I'd have took the red pill.
Well, man, I want to thank everybody, man, for joining us today, man. www.westernworld1.com. That's OnWesternWorldOne.com. And check us out, man. We right here, man, with the every day. Then we right back here Thursday with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo. Then we right back at it Friday with the Hip Hop Hour. Thank God for Hip Hop with Case. And myself and the crew. And then we're right here on Saturday with the Dennis Live Show, man, which we just talk about some of everything standard. So, man, tune in with us, man, each and every, well, throughout the week, Wednesday through Friday, we hear 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Saturday, we hear 4:30 p.m. So, other than that, man, y'all not messing with no dummies. And y'all messed up our show, though. But anyway, we still do what we got to do. So, we holler at y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. And we out. I'm going to leave y'all with this.